Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's least gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Figured you'd like that one this morning.
Oh, I did. Uh-huh. I didn't know who it was at first, though.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
At the White House in 08. Another listener suggestion.
Oh.
Yep.
It's good to get a little help from our friends.
Listener Michael emailed the True IT inbox, said, hey, might want to, this is a pretty good one. Kenny Chesney sings the Star Spangled Banner at the White House 2008. I had not heard that.
No, you can't go wrong with that.
He did it when George W. was in office, and yeah, there's a cool video of it. So thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, and if you got a suggestion for our anthem to start the show here during the 50 Days of Freedom, we love it. Studio at flagfamily.com. That's where you want to send that. Steve, Alex, and Kev, the Need to Know Morning Show here for Wednesday. It's the 14th of October. Let's go. Steve will join us at 7. If you're going already, you know it's kind of a drizzly morning. Looks like the rain's going to move out of here and the wind's going to really pick up.
Well, I don't know how much the rain's moving out. We've kind of got a chance all day on and off, so we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to, and the wind, nothing new with the wind.
No, it's gusting up to 44 today. So,
Come on. I'm looking at the radar right now. I mean, there is this system. I mean, it looks like a northern inland hurricane. I mean, it's stretching from Rapid City all the way across central South Dakota. The bulk of it is in the northern half of Minnesota. Twin Cities just kind of getting through the rain of it. No, nothing severe. It's just all green, dark green, but a lot of rain moving through. So
it's fall, right?
Right. Yeah. And all the way up into Ontario. So
weekend, Canada. We've got chances of rain and snow. So
yeah. Well, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Pretty much.
Got that going on. Got the SCOTUS hearings going on.
Oh,
Amy Coney Barrett.
Amy Klobuchar brilliant. Was hateful again yesterday.
Terrible.
You could
terrible.
Just see the venom dripping off her teeth.
I'm so embarrassed that she's our senator. She's a former attorney general, and she's asking these questions.
She's hateful. Absolutely hateful.
Oh my gosh. And then Hirono from Hawaii.
What
a freak show.
She was another
the
one.
The whole thing.
They were all snotty. And Amy Comey Barrett just sat there nice and calm and smiled and
owned them.
Was such a lady.
Owned them.
So classy.
Owned them.
I don't know how she could do it, but she was great.
The Amy Coney Barrett for the win was when she held up the notepad
that had nothing
on it.
Right? I just remember stuff. I'm a mom. I got, seven kids?
If you watched a lot of it, and I watched a lot of it, and then I listened to the great Hugh Hewitt earlier this morning getting ready for the broadcast, and she was quoting case law to different precedences, and here's Klobuchar asking her about super precedents, and she's like, unless it's listed as a super precedent, and by the way, that has nothing to do with the bench. That was an academic thing.
Oh,
for us.
It was
she owned them. She absolutely owned them. It was so fun to watch.
You know, I could hardly stand to watch it, though. The way they were behaving, it was just like, I'd turn away, and then I'd go back to it for a little longer, and it was just, it was them all lecturing her. She hardly got any words in at all.
And I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV and radio. No, I'm kidding. But I've always liked the law. I've always liked, you know, I'm always drawn to legal dramas, to legal things, to the shows that are about law and evidence and the process of discovery and all the things that go into the legal, to the side that of the legal world. And she was exactly as I thought she would be, because she's brilliant. She was brilliant at Notre Dame. She's brilliant. She's a reason she's where she is now. And the fact that they wanted to bring all of this personal stuff, she's like, well, that has nothing to do with the bench, sir. That is not. I'm going to tell you, that has nothing to do with
I know.
Judging that from that.
She was so calm and so cool. And her family, my gosh, those kids just sat there like perfect little angels. Unbelievable.
And is that what we've come to, where those are the questions that's what you have to go through to sit on the highest court in the land? Here's a little montage from yesterday of I'll tell you who this all is. This is who they line up here. Kamala and ACB, Tom Tillis and Amy Coney Barrett, and then Cory Booker.
Okay.
Boy, what a class act he is.
Yeah, I saw Booker,
too. Yeah, here you go.
Are you aware of President Trump's statements committing to nominate judges who will strike down the Affordable Care Act? And I'd appreciate a yes or no answer, please.
Well, Senator Hess, I want to be very, very careful. I'm under oath. As I'm sitting here, I don't recall seeing those statements. But I don't recall seeing or hearing those statements.
I understand that Justice Scalia, at least in some sessions, would have a mix of clerks. They would be across the ideological spectrum. Was that the case when you were clerking for him?
I would say that not all four of us. He had four clerks, and we were not all of the same mind. There was a mix.
Do you believe, in fact, that there is implicit racial bias in the criminal justice system?
Senator, it would be hard to imagine a system, a criminal justice system as big as ours, not having any implicit bias in it.
So is that a yes?
Senator, yes, I think that in our large criminal justice system, it would be inconceivable that there wasn't some implicit bias.
And she just kept on with right answer after right answer.
Calm and cool.
Yep. Owned them. It was kind of fun to watch. And it's just sad that we've come to, you know, have you ever committed sexual assault, basically?
I know.
What?
It's like, come on.
And just called out on. Yeah, they were just spanked and owned.
Gotcha questions.
It was lovely. I got sucked into the Braves-Dodgers game last night. What an amazing baseball game. The Braves took a 2-0 lead in the NLCS. They were up 7-0. I mean, it looked like it was just the Atlanta show in Atlanta, and they actually had people at the stadium cheering the baseball game.
Real people,
real people, not cardboard cutouts. Real people,
amazing.
They were there. I saw them.
Crazy.
So they're up 7-0. Atlanta or the Dodgers get a Freddie Freeman. Who, you know, my mom or my wife is like, ooh, who's he? You know, a good looking kid, led the Braves. He had a home run, 3 total RBIs. Mm-hmm. So they go 7-3 and they start creeping back And all of a sudden it's 8-7. They've got the tying run on third and 2 outs.
So this is kind of what somebody would do to the Vikings.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. But
had to get my dig in.
The Braves are surprising. I thought the Dodgers would just take everything, but they're up 2-0 now. So yeah, the guy grounded out, so they ended up the Dodgers lose 8-7. But man, it was one of those baseball games like, wow, just crack of the bats. All of a sudden, run, and even the wife got sucked. Of course, the wife was between that and watching Frazee Girls Volleyball online last night.
Oh, okay.
We got beat by DGF. But we'll cover that in the sports page.
It's fun. She can watch that online.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great. Except I tried to message the young person who was ever running the camera, because they're up on our, like, a spotlight tower thing that we have at the high school. and the railing on the spotlight tower was right in the middle of the shot.
Oh.
I'm thinking, can you raise the tripod a little bit?
Or, do something.
There's something
to help
about
us
that
out.
Railing going right through there. We can't see half the kills. But it was fun being, at least being able, we couldn't go. We can't attend. But you can watch it online. So we were cheering from home. Hopefully they were hearing. Didn't do good enough. GGF beat us, but yeah. That's the way it goes. What else is going on this morning? We've a little closer to home. There's a few things of note. The West Fargo Chamber, Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber, has a new president and CEO. Shannon Full is her name. Looks like a boy. That'd be a fun. I think that'd be a fun job.
We've been without one for almost a year now. It's been quite a while.
It was Craig Whitney.
Yeah,
who passed away.
Yep.
And Shannon Full is her name, and I just think that'd just be a fun job.
Oh,
just
I would
promoting
think so.
the cities.
Busy
and,
though.
Yep. And
a lot of work then after the pandemic. Now.
Yeah, that's
after it.
That's
yes,
for sure.
It's over.
She's got a lot of experience, and she is currently the president and CEO down in the Twin Cities in Plymouth of the Twin West chapter. They call that in the cities. I think the cities has like 7 or 8 chambers inside the city. Yeah, that's good news for the...
Woodrow Wilson High School, they're getting a new name
they
now.
They are getting... such a big deal. I mean,
right?
No other problems to solve, so let's do that.
The Fargo School Board unanimously agreed last night at their meeting and recommended they drop the name because he had a racist past. So we must erase the racist past.
To be honest, Woodrow Wilson was... He was an absolute racist. He was a segregation. I mean, he was the epitome of the problem that they now see. I mean, he divided the services and did a lot of things. But
The name
is that going to solve the problem?
I don't know. But the name change, it won't take place until the beginning of the next school year, and they're going to work on coming up with a new name. So maybe Bill Clinton High? How about that?
Oh, please. No. I think it's all got to come down to like Green Grass Elementary.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And Red Rose High School. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all these, pretty much. Just to be safe.
Somebody will find roses offensive. Is that what you're saying? I can't do that.
You never know.
I guess. 6:18, let's head to the Weather Center. Jen Baczynski's got the details. Batten down the hatches. The wind's going to blow again, right, buddy?
Certainly is, yeah. So we are looking at that wind advisory going into effect here at 1 p.m. today, and we're expecting to see a few scattered rain showers here for the day as well. It looks like mainly for the morning hours and maybe continuing into the afternoon a little bit today. Cloudy skies, and we'll see temperatures actually rising early into the mid-50s and slowly falling throughout the day as a cold front will come into the area. Then for tonight, it looks like we'll see clearing skies, overnight lows right around about 30. Overall, very windy day today. We're looking at winds possibly gusting as high as about 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow's still a little windy, but not as much, but we'll see that cold front coming in. Mostly sunny skies, breezy, high 47 degrees, 44 here on Friday with some sunshine. Saturday, we do have a slight chance for some snow in the morning, then mixing with rain, then becoming all rain late, cloudy, high 43 degrees, and then by Sunday, slight chance for rain and snow mixing in the afternoon hours. We'll see partial sunshine developing, a high around about 38.
So you're saying a typical mid-October forecast is what we're
looking at. Just about.
It's here.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
It's not going to really get better till March?
Yeah. Ice out around April 15th, usually.
To be hopeful with March.
God bless you for that.
Yeah.
Time to check the sports page brought to you by our friends at Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists of Fargo. Dr. Phil Johnson and his team will get you back in your game, be it recreational or work. Give them a call at 701-478-0307 online at orthosportmed.fargo. Talked about that Braves-Dodgers game last night. Braves took a 2-0 lead, NLCS. Atlanta got by the Dodgers 8-7 barely last night. They literally wanted to give it away. They were up 7-0. They had great D going, and then the bats lit up for the Dodgers. I'll tell you, it was just a great game to watch all the way through. And the Dodgers almost came back and got it. They had the tying run on third, two out. I mean, literally bottom of the night. I mean, ready to tie it up and deny. He grounded out. So game three is slated to start 5:05 tonight, for that one. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays got by the Astros, last night 5-2, commanding 3-0 lead there. No great surprise there though. I think Tampa Bay's got it all to get it done all the way through. They're my pick anyway, my little pool that I've got, little board that I got on. So, great night for them. Game four tonight, first pitch at 7:40, there. That'll be our time. NDSU women's golf took first place at the Maverick International. The Bison beat Omaha by 22 strokes to win the tournament. Very nice. Alexis Thomas led the Bison, shooting 231 over three rounds. Taylor McCorkle finished just behind Thomas, 232 over three rounds. The NDSU men's golf team took second at the Maverick Invitational. Brock Winter and Jack Johnson led the Bison with both 220 rounds and 220 scores in three rounds. Bellevue defeated NDSU by 21 strokes, shooting an overall 872 over three rounds. So nice finishes for both the men and the women of Bison golf. NDSU got by Morningside College by one stroke for a second, shot an 893 as a team. So there you go. As I mentioned, volleyball last night, DGF defeated my Frazee Hornets last night in four sets at Frazee. 3-1, improving to a 1-1 on the season. Maria Watt led the Rebels with 17 kills. She's a beast, I'll tell you right now. Yeah. From what we saw online. Like, whoa, she has a killer shot. Class B volleyball, Oak Grove swept Sargent County. The Grovers were led 12 kills by Sydney Olson, 11 kills from Ella Olson. On the North Dakota side, EDC volleyball, Cheyenne had a clean sweep of Valley City. Mustangs led by Kylie Wastorp, who had 11 kills, 14 digs, and an ace. CI Apparel player of the game there for Kaylee. Good job, buddy. The Mustangs improved to 11-9, and they're 9-3 in the EDC. And one other note, the Minnesota United FC Loons, the soccer team, traveling to Chicago, play the Fire FC tonight. What does the FC stand for in these things? Fan club or something?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's something, I don't know exactly, but they're in, it seems to be in all of them. Minnesota has one win, one loss, and three draws in the last five matches, set to start at 7 o'clock. Not really following the soccer, but I'm finding out that a lot of people do.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, really?
You're into it? All right.
If you're into it, we'll cover it. That's how it works here at the Flag. So there you go. Let's check your sports page. 6:23 after we get a half dozen Sandy's Donuts here. Our hat supply is dwindling.
Is it?
Man, it's going down.
Uh-oh.
We only have one black one left in here. We got a few of the Blaze Orange left, but you get your pick the color.
They're good hats. They are so nice.
Good chance to win one coming up.
This is the conservative voice of the Valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
Anybody who spent any time in the 80s remembers this.
I remember the TV show. It was a cute TV show. Weird Science. Do you remember that?
Oh, the movie, you mean?
No, there was a TV show, and it was like a weekly show. It was pretty good.
Oh, all right. I didn't remember the show. I remember the movie, though. But yeah, Thomas Dolby's birthday today. He's She Blinded Me with Science guy. Yeah. He's 62 years old today.
Okay.
He was pretty much a one-hit wonder, too, I think. I think he had maybe one other one that was, like, minor, but 62 already, Thomas Dolby. She's still blinding him with science.
It doesn't take long.
I do believe that cassette is still stuck in my cassette deck. You know, in this cassette.
Right,
you know,
right.
6:26, almost 27 after 6 in the morning. It is time for some Nearly Impossible Trivia. Here's what we want to do. Hook you up with a half a dozen Sandy's Donuts. Then you can take your pick. I've got one black hat left on the Flag 50 Days of Freedom Carhartt Personal Touch Marketing exclusively made hat. Here. Or you can go Blaze Orange for Deer King.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. All right. First correct caller that can tell me the answer to this question. Okay. 75% of us eat one of these sandwiches a year. This kind of sandwich.
Just one?
Just one. 75% of people eat one of these per year.
Wow.
At least one.
I bet.
Kids, of this type of sandwich.
I bet kids eat these at least two times a week.
There's your hint.
I mean, seriously, I bet kids eat these at least two times a week.
All right. Got it. 701-271-1100. That's the Consolidated Communications phone line. They'll save you money, headaches, and time on your internet and on your phone systems. And they're getting that all set up for you. 701-271-1100. What kind of sandwich are we talking about? Hi, the Flag. Who's this?
Tom,
what do you think?
Hey, I'm going to go with a Reuben.
A Reuben. That's a good guess. Love a good Reuben.
They're good, but kids don't eat those. No. This is something kids really like, and they're easy to make.
You ever make
these all the time.
There's a Reuben, and then there's a Rachel. You ever have a Rachel?
I think
it's made with turkey.
Oh, that sounds good.
Not corned beef. I think so. Grab this one. Quincy, do you know the answer? What's your guess?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and
That's
jelly.
A good
Great
one.
Guess, too. Not it. Not the one. All right. Hide the flag. What's your guess? This is Jody?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly was already guessed. I'll give you a second guess. Give me another one.
It's easy.
Oh.
Mom's
grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Yes. There it is. Yes.
I love a good grilled cheese. You throw
you
a little
me?
Bacon on it. And,
that's a standard.
Oh, you're in business. I put tomatoes on it sometimes, too, and onions, and it's pretty dang good.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yep.
Guy Fieri has this Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive show that we love watching.
Mm-hmm.
He hits these places, these specialty grilled cheese restaurants. Oh. They're unbelievable.
That sounds fabulous.
Oh, fantastic. And is this Jody? Who's this?
No, Ethan.
Ethan. All right, buddy. You must be calling on Jody's phone there. I got the caller ID now. You know.
How often do you eat a grilled cheese sandwich, Ethan?
Not too often.
Oh, I like it.
Kidding me? Grilled cheese, a little tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
In the fall and winter.
It's just perfect. I think I'm craving one for today for lunch.
Yeah. It's like my son's staple.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Ethan, you want a orange hat, blaze orange, or a black one?
A black, please.
All right, he's taking the last
one. The last black one.
All right, we're down to the orange ones.
I've been waiting for it.
All right, buddy. What's the last name?
King.
All right, Mr. King, I got a hat and I got half a dozen Sandy's donuts for you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Love you guys.
Thanks. Love you more.
Keep up
the
good work.
Thank you, bro. Pick it up anytime at the station here. All right, see you. That's pretty easy. So, grilled cheese. He did it. There's a place that's like three different cheeses.
Yeah.
They do this.
I'll make them like
my
that
thing
sometimes.
Is, at what point does it cease to be a grilled cheese when you start putting bacon in it and different stuff on it?
It's like still okay with bacon. It's still a grilled cheese.
Yep.
You know, and I think a little ham is probably fine, too, or turkey.
Grilled ham and cheese,
chicken,
very good.
Or, you know, as long as it's more cheese and melty.
Costco has this white, sharp white cheddar, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like this heavy block of, and I make a triple-decker grilled cheese sandwich that'll knock your socks
off. That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah, buddy. And you lay the bread, you do the butter the bread, you know, three of pieces, and then you do the cheese on top of that. And then when they're all done, you just stack them up and put the third one over, flip it over on top. So the second layer has double the cheese in it.
Oh, man.
And you do that sharp white cheddar.
That sounds
good.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Uncle Kev's, and then when you do tomatoes, never make, first of all, you got to have Campbell's. And never make tomato soup with water.
Oh,
you got to make it with milk.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then, I do. I made homemade sometimes. I'll do that, and I'll throw a little basil and stuff
and then
in there
you,
and make it good, garlic.
And if you do a nice angle cut on the sandwich, it's perfect for dipping into the into the cup of tomato soup. That's what we do. That's how we roll. There you go. All right, Ethan, good job, man. We got a black hat for you. Half a dozen Sandy's donuts, 6:31. Taylor's TiVo is teed up.
Oh, Tucker Carlson. If you have an issue with masks and all this social distancing stuff, you are going to want to listen to this.
Stand by.
Fabulous. And vaccines and blah, blah, blah.
Like what you hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute. When the line between news and opinion,
fake news,
becomes increasingly blurred.
The news media are a bunch of leftist liars.
We like to clarify things a bit. The news happens at the top of each hour, and when it breaks, everything else is all you.
The actual things that our experts are telling us.
Join the conversation.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for taking my call.
With AM 1100.
Oh, there's just so much to say and not enough time to say it or do it.
The flag.
6:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We've got a 50% chance of rain kind of on and off throughout the day today. The high 55 with a low of 30 and windy again, gusting up to 44. Tomorrow sunny and 47, the low 29 and still going to be windy. Friday sunny and 44, Saturday a 40% chance of rain and or snow, the high 43. Sunday, we've got a 20% chance of rain and snow with a high of 38. Right now, we're at 50.
Yeah. Well, it's starting to act like October, which is good. Because we're getting ready for duck hunting and Halloween's coming.
Something to look forward to.
Any word on any Halloween gatherings? Any rules or guidelines on that? Are they still saying no trick-or-treating?
They are discouraging trick-or-treating, and there's nothing going on at the mall for the little kids either. So, yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be better? More controlled, You could do trick-or-treating at the mall where you could clean everything.
Well, I don't know. There's so many kids and parents, though. It's kind of a zoo out there.
I suppose. Can't distance much.
No, not really, probably.
I don't know. Got a trick-or-treat, don't you?
I mean, don't you
have to do that? Come on. Ugh. Every day it's something different. But who knows? Keeping our fingers crossed for the trick-or-treaters.
Right.
And get your costumes.
I know. Kids can't be kids anymore.
I know. It's
very sad.
Yes, you can. Go trick-or-treat. You can knock. They don't have to answer. There you go. It's the Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. Birthdays, and we won't mention all of them, even though we're not big fans. Natalie Maines are the Chicks now. They're no longer the Dixie Chicks.
Right. Must be politically correct.
I did like this song, though. I still like this song. Goodbye, Earl.
Yeah. That's got to be their biggest.
Well, that was a great video, too.
Yeah.
Natalie Maines, the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks.
What is she, about 48?
She's formerly 45. She's now 46.
Okay.
Yep. She was the more outspoken one. She was, at what age do they become the Hens? I'm just wondering.
Oh!
Come on. They've got kids now, for crying out loud. I don't think they're chicks anymore.
Maybe around 70.
Okay, good. Yeah. Just wondering. But yeah, she was she's kind of the lead singer, but she was the more outspoken one. And what was the thing what did they say when they were in London or something, that they were embarrassed of George W.?
Yeah,
or,
they have all kinds of controversy,
blah, blah, blah,
issues with them.
Yeah. And now, of course, they're just as pandering as anybody else. Got to drop that Dixie from the Chicks. Can't have any references to the South.
Right.
Can't have...
Lady Antebellum,
can't
too.
Can't have Antebellum in there.
Come on. Uh-oh. Man alive.
Not happening.
It's not like it's Woodrow Wilson or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Comforting Angels Home Care. DNGangels.com is the website. DANDGangels.com. And they're helping hands, caring hearts. These are the people that... help your mom and dad, grandma and grandpa stay in their house and live with dignity,
yes,
respect, and they just make it happen.
And they want to stay there as long as they can, typically. You know, they live their lives there. All their memories are there, and they just make that happen for you.
It's just that simple. I mean, and if it's going to be just running errands, you need a live-in, cooking, cleaning, the whole, from anything, from... the smallest task to the full Monty.
Help with bathing, showering, that kind of thing.
Call them. 701-715-8233. Doesn't hurt to ask. Got any questions? 701-715-8233. You may be dealing with this now. It may be something coming up in the future. And maybe something that'll happen overnight.
Or,
you don't know.
If they have a surgery or something coming up, you might want to get a hold of these people ahead of time in case they have some issues after surgery and going home. And all your questions will be answered.
That's right.
So you won't have a guessing game. You'll have a plan.
Yep, that's the key.
Right.
701-715-8233 is the number. Or go to dngangels.com. Tell them the Flag Crew sent you over there. Comforting Angels are here for you with Helping Hands and Caring Hearts. Need to Know Morning Show, 638, 22 in front of 7. When Tucker speaks, we're always... the TiVo's always rolling when it comes to Alex.
Yeah.
Talking about masks.
He was on fire.
COVID.
Yeah, so what's the deal with masks and vaccines? Are masks better than vaccine? Here's what Tucker Carlson has for you and some facts to go along with it.
If someone had asked you a year ago what you thought of people who wear masks after Halloween, the chances are your reaction would have been negative. Masks? What kind of person covers his face in public? Well, let's see, armed robbers do that. So do Klansmen and radical Wahhabists. The rest of us don't do that. In fact, until recently, wearing a mask in public was illegal in many places. The assumption was, if you're hiding who you are, you're up to something bad. It made people nervous. By our nature, we want to see each other. We need to see each other. Looking at another person's face is the beginning of connection. Eliminating that connection dehumanizes us. That used to be obvious. A century ago, during the Spanish flu pandemic, authorities in many cities in this country passed mandatory mask ordinances, just like the ones we have now. Many Americans accepted them, but many others did not accept them. In California, citizens rebelled. In January of 1919, 5,000 members of the newly formed Anti-Mask League of San Francisco gathered to call for the mayor's resignation if he didn't repeal his mask order. 5 days later, the mayor complied. Science vindicated that decision in the end. A year later, a study found that compulsory mask use likely had no effect on curbing the Spanish flu. We live in a very different time. American society, of course, is far less cohesive than it was 100 years ago, and Americans seem far more passive than they did. Those who disagree with the prevailing orthodoxy have less power than they've ever had. Mass communications are now controlled by a tiny number of people, all of whom have identical agendas. There is no modern anti-mask league. There couldn't be a modern anti-mask league. Facebook and Google would shut it down the first day. The governors of Michigan and New Jersey would indict its leaders. Dissent used to be a defining feature of American life, but no more. Now we have mandatory consensus. Masks are good. Anyone who questions the utter goodness of masks is bad. What they're really telling you is that masks are magic. What appears to be a flimsy cotton face covering is in fact a holy amulet that protects us from disease more reliably than any modern medicine. Listen to the director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, explain that actually masks are better than vaccines.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
This face mask is more guaranteed to protect me from a vaccine. Following? More guaranteed. There are now degrees of guarantee, apparently. That's quite an endorsement from a leading man of science.
Masks better than vaccines.
Masks are magic.
Why are we wasting our money on vaccines then? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, and he's right. I was on this Facebook group, this anti-mask Facebook group, and they got shut down.
Wow, really?
I'm like, gee, I haven't seen any posts from them. So I checked last night. Shut down.
No kidding.
Yeah. Unacceptable.
Wow. Yeah. I have it in the car. I forget it almost every time I get out of the car to go in somewhere. I don't know whether I'm in. I have to remember what state I'm in.
Right.
To remember what store I'm at. You know, all right, fine. I never, ever put it over my nose.
I don't either. I can't.
I just breathe through my nose. So I'm not going to be a rebreather. I'm not doing that.
I usually have it down around my chin, too. So, you know, they can yell at me if they want.
Right.
And here's a little more with Tucker Carlson. What's the science on masks? What does the CDC say about it?
Well, this will be good.
Science is about facts, data, truth, measurable outcomes. So what is the science on masks? Well, what's it happened list for you tonight? And the science comes, interestingly, from the CDC, whose director just told you that masks were magic, more effective than vaccines. But the numbers from the CDC suggest otherwise. A new study conducted by 11 medical institutions analyzed a group of people who tested positive for COVID during the month of July. Here's the interesting part. Among those who were infected, more than 70% reported that they had, quote, always worn a mask for the preceding 14 days. Another 14.4% said they had, quote, often worn a mask. In other words, almost everyone, 85%, who got the virus in July was wearing a mask, and they were infected anyway. So clearly, this doesn't work the way they tell us it works. Clearly, someone's been lying to us, many people actually. How did this happen? Well, the short answer is we're not sure how so many people got the coronavirus while wearing masks. But there are clues that our leaders appear to be ignoring. Here's one. According to a study published in April by researchers at several medical institutions, including Cleveland Clinic, surgical masks are actually ineffective at stopping the inhalation of small airborne particles. Instead, the researchers found that surgical masks, which almost everyone is using to protect themselves from the coronavirus and not murder other people, are actually only useful from protecting users from, quote, large droplets and sprays. That's not how the coronavirus spreads. According to a letter signed by several researchers earlier this month in Science magazine, the biggest threat from the coronavirus, quote, by far, is when it's contained in small particles that can easily bypass face masks in aerosol form. Droplets quickly fall to the ground, but aerosol lingers. The researchers wrote that the tiny particles can remain in the air, quote, for many seconds to hours like smoke and be inhaled. The particles are, quote, highly concentrated near an infected person, but aerosols containing infectious viruses can also travel more than 6 feet and accumulate in poorly ventilated indoor air, leading to superspreading events. So if you've been wearing a mask at the table in between bites, this might come as a surprise to you. It's not what they told you. You should also know that consensus changes. They never admit it, but it does. Science changes as we learn more. It was only a few weeks ago that the same people yelling at you now for not wearing a mask were scolding you for considering buying a mask.
Right? I mean, I can remember that. I remember Fauci saying, no masks don't work. The Surgeon General said, no masks don't work. And now the CDC has actually come out and said masks don't work. But yet you can't find this on any other news sites. They're not talking about it on the mainstream news. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Little context, okay? You're never going to stop the spread of this virus. It's going to be around. It's like HIV still around, H1N1 still around. It's here, it's there, it's hot spots, etc.
The best we can hope for is herd immunity.
Yep, and you can slow it. You know, and that's the thing. If you buy into the mask side of it, is unless you're full on respirator, hazmat, PPE, you know, encased in the hazmat suit, you are at risk. You can get it even with a cloth mask on.
And I think
they'll slow it. They might stop a droplet.
A large droplet, which is not how they're spread. They're spread by smaller aerosols, he said. So,
but I mean, I'd have to sneeze right at you with a mask on, and you have a mask on, to maybe.
Honestly, I think the masks do more harm for people than good. I think it suppresses your immune system, and it's going to be really bad in the long run. This is probably going to be the worst flu season ever because we're all walking with hand sanitizer and sanitize this, sanitize that. Our natural immunity is shutting down. It's not going to end up working anymore if we keep doing this.
The meme I made is Forrest Gump sitting on the bench, and he says, and just like that, the whole world was a germaphobe. Everyone was a germaphobe.
Not me, boy.
You know, I'm not. I'm just not. I don't use that hand sanitizer either.
I wash my hands, but I don't use that sanitizer. I don't think that's good for you either.
Well, I'm not really much with it. I mean, if I'm at a place where I touch a bunch of, if I go to a store, so I have a little thing of it in the car, I'll do that, but whatever. You know, but daily, all the time, touch a doorknob.
Right, yeah. You know, so many people are doing that.
I'm not Howie Mandel. I don't think a lot of us are.
No, and don't want to be.
Don't want to be. So, The debate continues, mask or no mask. I'll go with no if I don't have to.
Yeah, well, and the CDC has come out now. How long is it going to take for this to get out in the world?
Please, just stop. Just go let's start living. Forget it.
Exactly. It was like Trump said, it's not living if you're hiding in your basement.
Bingo. Hey, the lovely Alex Taylor heading over to Traditions Restaurant Bar this afternoon.
I know. I'm going to be over there from 4 to 6. It's going to be a ton of fun over there. There's drink specials. And
I saw that.
I'm not too
many to name.
Well, yeah, I think it's like dollar off or whatever. I'm not really sure exactly, but that's what I was told. You buy a burger, you get the second one half off.
Yep.
So definitely bring a friend to come along with you out there. And of course, you can register to win the Red Wing boots or shoes. So that'll be a fun time.
And it's your choice on the Red Wing giveaway. You pick it. You come out, join Alex, have a bevy, maybe have a burger.
Exactly.
Get the second one half off. And then
bring a friend.
Yeah. TraditionsWestFargo.com if you want to look at the menu.
Yeah, and that's over in Eagle Run. It's real easy to find. It's a pretty new restaurant. It's on. It's next to Lake Mode Liquors out there, know where that is.
Just south of 32nd on Cheyenne.
Yep.
Or I would say, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, just south of 32nd.
Yep.
Thinking that right?
Off of Cheyenne.
Yeah, south of Cheyenne, yep. So there you go. And
by the
4 to 6. Yeah, and put your name in the box and then because we're drawn for the winner at the end of the month, courtesy. And we're going to be over at Red Wing Shoes coming up.
And you get to pick out any shoes you want. And they've got women's stuff there too, girls. So come on out.
There you go. Next, we'll be at Labor Masters a week from today. And then we'll be at Red Wing Shoes on the 27th. Both of those, when we're there 11 to 1, you can get in the registrations as well. Looking for a new pair of boots for winter, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, or shoes.
It's almost here, right?
That's the way you do that. It's a Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, 11 in front of 7. We'll take a quick break. Weather's going to get windier, and we'll check the sports page as well. Crazy game between the Braves and the Dodgers last night. Get you updated on that coming up.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video The Flag has to offer. Just click AM1100TheFlag.com.
6:51 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We've got a 50% chance of rain on and off throughout the day and night. The high 55 with a low of 30 and windy gusting up to 44. Tomorrow sunny and 47. The low 29. It's still going to be windy. Friday sunny and 44. Saturday 40% chance of rain or snow went up to 43. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and snow, and 38 for the high. It's going to be a cool weekend. Right now, though, we're at 50.
She did not stutter on that S word.
No, I...
She said it twice, as a matter of fact.
Just let it roll off my tongue.
Twice. Come on, now.
I know. Right.
Time to check the sports page, brought to you by Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays are 1-1 away from a trip to the World Series. They got by Houston last night, 5-2 the final. They've got a 3-0 lead in the ALCS. No great surprise there. I didn't think Houston had enough to stay with them. Game 4 tonight, by the way. First pitch at 7:40. Now the Braves-Dodgers game. Braves go up. They're up, by the way, 2-0 now after the win last night. They're up 7-0 over the Dodgers. All of it, and into the seventh inning, all of a sudden the Dodgers start lighting it up. They put 3 up. It's 7-3. Next thing you know, it's 8-7. Bottom of the ninth, tying run on third, and the guy grounds out, and the Braves end up winning it. But that was a great baseball game. Freddie Freeman led the Braves offense with the home run and 3 RBIs. Game 3 tonight, this afternoon. They're in the early game at 5:05. TBS has those games. NDSU Women's Golf took first place at the Maverick Invitational. Bison beat Omaha by 22 strokes to win the tournament. The men's side, the golf took second at the Maverick Invitational. They edged out Morningside College by one stroke for second. Shot 893 as a team. Minnesota Volleyball, DGF got the best of my Frazee Hornets in 4 sets. 3-1, improved to 1-1 on the season. It was nice. We couldn't go. We wanted to go. The sun went. You got to go watch.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to watch online. They did they did the Facebook Live thing, and you could hear the, you know, what crowd was there. It was pretty cool. I'm walking upstairs and I hear my wife, "Let's go!"
She's screaming at the computer.
What are you doing?
Oh,
she's watching the volleyball. Maria Watt led the Rebels with 17 kills. She is a beast. Class B volleyball, Oak Grove swept Sargent County. Grovers were led by 12 kills from Sydney Olson. Ella Olson had a good game as well. On the EDC side, West Fargo Cheyenne had a clean sweep of Valley City. Mustangs led by Kylie Wasdorp, who got the CI Apparel Player of the Game. Must be a nice little honor.
Right.
Mustangs are 11-9 now and 9-3 in the EDC. And if you're a soccer fan, the Minnesota United FC Loons, they go to play the Chicago Fire FC tonight. And I'm looking for the answer to what does FC mean in these soccer clubs. I bet Sports God will know. I'll ask him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Minnesota has 1 win, 1 loss, 3 draws in the last 5 matches. They are set to go at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is a check of the sports page. Brought to you by our friends at Precision Concrete Cutters, Inc., 701-280-7038. Need an egress window installed in your concrete basement wall? You do not want to cut that.
No.
You don't want to deal with that.
That's a big job. You don't want to mess it up.
How about your driveway? Driveway's fading, need to, you know, seams cut in. Anything cut concrete, that's what they do. And if you need your basement foundation wall, basement wall repaired, if it's bowing in, bowing out, whatever, usually they bow in, they're the guys that'll get it straight. PCCND.com, PCCND.com, or call them at 701-280-7038. Tell them the Need to Know Morning Show sent you. All right, just about 5:05, got Rush, the Morning Minute, coming up next.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
It's the Need to Know Morning Show. Getting windy as the day goes on. And batting down the hatches today. 4:07. Here's Rush.
For weeks, official ballot drop-off boxes have appeared at churches, gun shows, and gyms in Southern California. The local news is reporting they aren't official at all. The drop-off boxes were installed by California Republicans. Democrats who run the state as if it's their private country are really mad. The local news made its way to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, who says it's illegal for anybody to operate their own ballot drop box, especially one that pretends to be official. Padilla says that anybody caught operating an unofficial drop box could face felony charges and a 2 to 4 year prison term. Republicans say not so fast, Senor Secretary. In 2016, Democrats passed a law allowing ballot harvesting. Voters can give their ballots to anybody they designate. That person or group can turn them in to be counted. Republicans sued to stop the ballot harvesting law, and they failed. So now instead of fighting the law, Republicans are using the law to harvest ballots into these designated ballot boxes. The Democrats' heads, they are exploding out there. Alex Padilla and his fellow Democrats support ballot harvesting when they are collecting the ballots. When Republicans do it, they're threatened with jail. Two sets of rules. One for Democrats, the other for Republicans. Separate and unequal. This is what it's like to live in a Democrat banana republic. When are people going to figure, why do I have to keep telling people this?
From acclaimed filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who brought you Obama's America, comes his most important film yet. Trump Card. America is at a crossroads. The Democratic Party's socialist agenda, led by Joe Biden, is threatening to take our freedoms away. In Trump Card, Dinesh digs deep to uncover why the threat of socialism is real, what's at stake if we let them win, and how we stop it. Trump Card, now on demand. Rated PG-13.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
Gold-encrusted pork chop? Seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo? Seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements, so he may not see threats like new loans in his name or his info for sale on the dark web.
Didn't see that coming.
LifeLock helps detect and works to fix identity theft. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock spots threats you may not.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Save 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
All right, a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. Birthdays today. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. October 14th, you're celebrating with Rams quarterback Jared Goff. Now, I'll give you a hint.
No.
He's around the same age as Carson Wentz.
Oh, okay, let's go 28.
26. Good guess. Yeah, he was drafted. Same draft with Carson. Let's see. By the way, final day of Amazon Prime Day. Godspeed.
Yeah, right.
Usher celebrates today, the singer.
Oh, I don't know how he even looks like him.
He's 42 today.
Okay.
We mentioned Natalie Maines of the Chicks being 46 today, and Thomas Dolby is 62. Ralph Lauren turns a fashionable.
Fashion designer.
Yes.
He's 80?
81 today.
Okay.
81, yeah. Ralph Lauren. I remember in the 80s when his men's cologne was still a big deal in the green bottle.
Yeah.
Polo.
Yeah.
He had the polo.
Still good stuff. He's got the bluest eyes. Oh my gosh. He's been posing in pictures.
They still have polo cologne, don't they?
Oh, sure.
He still makes the polo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's still a thing. Still makes good clothes.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I was always had a bottle of the polo cologne. By the way, it's Be Bald and Be Free Day today.
Oh, there
you
go.
I celebrate daily. And National Dessert Day.
I love dessert.
Love a good
cheesecake.
Dessert. There you go. All right. 7 o'clock. This is WZFG Dilworth, Fargo Moorhead, West Fargo, USA. Let's hear from Fox News.
Instead of a debate...